This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have very special guest, Tom Palladino. He uses scalar light energy to eliminate the causative agent of disease. He was inspired by various scientists, especially Nikola Tesla, to begin research with scalar energy during his undergraduate years. Now he has developed a remote treatment process whereby he's able to administer the scalar energy reverse phase angle harmonic of pathogen, thereby causing the agent of infection to disassemble or fall apart. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you doing today?
I am well, Mari. Thanks for the invite. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. So tell us a little bit about your story, about how you got into this.
Okay. Well, the long story short is I really studied a great scientist when I was a youngster, Nikola Tesla. And Tesla was unique because he was working with an energy, scalar energy, what they called radiant energy at that time.
Okay.
And I knew that this man had achieved something incredible. It's a different type of energy than that of electricity. So my work through the past 40 years has been centered upon scalar energy, which offers so much promise to the world.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you developed this remote treatment. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's the peculiar nature of this energy, of this paradigm. I'm allowed with this energy to reach somebody, to make a connection with somebody anywhere in the world. The instrument that I have, it's a scalar energy instrument. Mm-hmm. It works very much like a satellite. I can send a signal to anybody in the world. And the way I do that is by way of their photograph. I can send a signal to a person, and I reach that person by way of a photograph of that person. So a photograph is the means to target a person. It's quite phenomenal.
It is. You don't even have to see the person or video them or anything like that. It's just from a photograph. Wow, that's pretty amazing. So
It is amazing.
Tell me what's been the results of these treatments through the years.
Well, what I've discovered with this paradigm, this energy, scalar energy, it controls molecular forms. Scalar energy can assemble a molecule or can break down a molecule. So I've provided this energy to improve human health. I'm able with this energy to assemble a vitamin or a mineral, or I'm able to disassemble, to eradicate a germ such as a virus or a bacterium. And I'm quite mm-hmm. successful in so doing because this instrument allows me to control molecular form. So imagine what I'm getting at. A simple, painless technique in which we can administer light, and in so doing, we can break apart parasites. We can break apart bacteria and viruses, causing no harm to the human body and allowing people to recuperate their health.
Wow. So I still don't understand, how does it work through a photograph? The photograph is not the person. So that boggles my mind, and I'm sure the listeners.
it's so simple. Let's use this example of a TV. You're watching TV. It's mm-hmm. a person is not in that television. It's the image of that person in that television.
Right.
So if a television can transfer a signal and you could show an image of a person in a television, then likewise, we can take your image and we can transport it, so to speak, by way of the scalar signal. So that when I send this signal to you, it's not per se in any way encumbered by space or time, just as a TV signal is not encumbered by space or time. So if we can send a image of a person by way of a TV signal, then we can likewise send an image of a person, energy to a person, by way of their photograph. Everything in this case, then, is light, energy. And mm-hmm. if the universe is filled with light, it's simply a means of connecting. It's an information system.
Awesome. So through this photograph, you connect to that person from where you are with your instrument.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow. So I know that you have a tremendous passion. You've been working on this for 40 years, and
yes.
Your desire is to help heal others. Tell us some of that healing that has occurred through the years.
Sure. Well, working with these instruments, again, what's key to understand about this paradigm, this force field, it allows me to control molecular forms. So if I can do this with this instrument and I could work with one person at a time or 10 people at a time, what I envision is really a global, a worldwide healing ministry. I'll go on record by saying this instrument can easily accommodate 1 million, 2 million photographs a day, meaning that I could send healing to 1 million or 2 million people per day by way of their photographs. And if I can do that, then that really calls to mind a global healing ministry. And ultimately, that's my end game, to heal the world.
Mm-hmm. And so in this time of COVID-19, can your healing method with your instrument help us? I mean, we're in this mess that we've found ourselves in the last couple of months.
I'll make this following statement. I'll let the audience draw their conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, I'm working with over 10,000 people a day around the world. People, again, by way of a photograph, send me their photograph, and I'm able to reach them. I'm able to provide a signal to people in Europe, Africa, Asia, North America. And everybody under my care for the past 2 months has been healthy. Nobody has shown any positive reading for COVID-19.
Wow. So as you work with these people, does it have to be many sessions? Does it depend on the illness that they may carry? Can this also be used with healthy people to maintain their health?
Precisely. Those who have a pathogenic infection, we can help. Others who just want to maintain their health and want to prevent disease, we can help them likewise. So, it's so versatile. You know, what most people are akin to the process of either surgery or some type of chemical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm saying there's a better way. And the better way is with light, which is painless, non-invasive, and you don't have to leave your home. I am able to administer this energy anywhere in the world to anybody, and all I need is their photograph.
That's pretty amazing, Tom. So what was the most exciting thing that happened as you used this energy?
You know, it's hard to say which was the most exciting event, but I'll speak about a recent event in India. We're working with an HIV clinic in Delhi, India. And the people that we're working with are returning to health. And some of those people have gone as far as to get test results, and the test results come back no viral load for HIV. So,
wow.
This is, if you will, a closed group, HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India, and they're under our care, and the test results are coming back showing how effective this is. Now, that's quite promising, and hopefully soon the world will gravitate towards this, and we'll see what this means to mankind, how we can eliminate so much suffering so easily.
Yeah, it seems very simplistic, and that's why it would seem to be not believable, and that's why I'm asking you all these questions. Not that I don't believe you, but it's good to have, you know, the details. So what role has authenticity played for you in all of this, Tom?
The way I authenticate this is quite simple. I simply tell people to either write a testimony or to go as far as to provide a diagnostic test result. That's how I authenticate this. If we can eliminate a germ, a microbe from the body, then there has to be science behind that.
Right.
And our website, as well as so many testimonies from people around the world, proved that point. And again, much of this is bolstered by scientific testing. This is not autosuggestion on my part. This is supported by diagnostic test. And that's how I authenticate this. This is how I can say, yes, this does indeed work.
Fantastic. So when you first started on this journey, and this is a very different from anything most anybody has ever heard, what gave you the perseverance to continue on this path? Did you know that this was possible, or did you have a strong feeling that this was something big you were onto?
You know, I was really, that's a great question. I was led to this by God. I would say the Spirit of God is with me. I knew that this was valid. After studying the scientist Nikola Tesla, he had achieved these results. And I knew in some capacity I could duplicate his results. And I've done that. And hopefully,
right.
You know, the world, once the world understands how momentous this is going to be and how this technology will change the world, and it's coming. And I thank you for your support. That day is fast approaching.
That's fantastic, Tom. I feel like an excitement because, like you say, it's painless, it's energy, it's easily done. You don't have to travel to India, which is so amazing.
Yes.
They don't have to travel to you, which would be near impossible, right? And so
yes.
It just is an amazing thing. So what do you think is the main message you want to bring to the public today?
The main message that I want to bring to the public is that there is hope, and that we can address today's problems. You know, we cannot be fatalistic. I realize COVID-19 was a great concern to people. It will remain a great concern to people. But
mm-hmm.
I'd like people to think outside the box. I'd like people to look at new ways of addressing health. If the old paradigm, if the old model does not work, well, let's open the door and let's try something different.
Yeah, I like that. I love that. I had somebody on my show the other day who said, let's stop calling this a crisis and let's call it a world of change or a new earth. And you're speaking to that because you're saying, what we've been doing, you know, why do we want to keep this doing the same thing over and over that's not working, right? But let's look for some new...
Precisely.
Some new answers, and
yeah,
come
precisely.
Up with one, which is yeah. Very good.
Yes, this
awesome.
Is, thank you. This is the answer. You know, a vaccine might be a year down the road, a year and a half, and a lot of people are opposed to vaccination. So
mm-hmm.
let's think outside the box. What are we going to do to solve these problems? We can't keep beating the same drum. We have to try something different.
Right. I agree with you, and I actually applaud you for having stepped out. It takes a lot of guts and courage, and that's the authenticity I was talking about earlier. Your authentic self, following, you said God drew you to this, but having the guts and the courage to follow this, not everybody has that, Tom. You decided to take this path, and I'm sure that you hear a lot of negative and you hear a lot of positive. It's both sides, but I think it's wonderful that you followed your call. Did you want to speak a little bit to that?
Yes, and that's a good point. You can't be afraid to follow your path, and you have to be authentic. And many times the crowd is wrong. That's been proven. And,
mm-hmm.
and don't worry if somebody casts an aspersion towards you or you are thought to be esoteric, so be it. You have to follow your path in life and don't in any way let anything hinder you from following that path. Be yourself, be your authentic self, you know, follow God's direction, and things will work out in your life.
That's beautifully said. Thanks so much. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and if you want to call in and ask Tom a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you frustrated losing the same 10 pounds over and over again? Then ditch the diet. Wouldn't it be great if you could lose weight simply by making small changes to your daily eating habits? Presenting Create Your Thinner Self, the weight loss program that has helped people just like you finally attain their ideal weight. Imagine having more energy, feeling better, and looking better. Start your transformation today. Go to createyourthinnerself.com. That's createyourthinnerself.com.
The time has come for us to celebrate who we are and to take joy in what is possible for us. The time has come for us to embrace our true selves just as we are. I'm Elliot Robertson. I'm a spiritual growth coach. Please visit ElliotRobertsonCoach.com. That's ElliotRobertsonCoach.com.
Hi there. This is Jacqueline Clare, storyteller and artist of spiritual realism, fine art, paintings, and images designed to help you connect with your spiritual reality. Check out my website, Jacqueline Clare Art, and be sure to use the Dare to Be Authentic promo code AUTHENTIC. That's www.jacquelineclareart.com.
Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach who, after a near-death experience, was divinely shown a simpler way to create healing and profound changes. Now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple, host of talk radio show called The Jimmy Mack Healing Show. Jimmy works worldwide with clients in person, on the phone, and over Skype, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that you actually feel. Visit www.jimmymackhealing.com.
We're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Dori Mitchell, with special guest Tom Balladino, who uses scalar light energy to eliminate disease and to help keep you healthy. So let's talk a little bit, Tom. You said that you have a website and you even have a trial that someone can do. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Sure. The website is scalarlight.com. Now, in order to prove what I can do, in order to make people feel comfortable, we offer free sessions. Anybody in the world can visit the website. At the very top, you can click a link. It says free trial, and anybody in the world can sign up, submit your photographs. And furthermore, we allow you to submit as many as 7 photographs of family members so that your entire family can experience this. And over the course of 15 days, what we're going to do is we will be able to work with you. We will be able to perform a germ cleanse, and we'll also be able to assemble, if you will, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants in your body. And again, the key point is this. We want to prove to people of the world that this works. And pursuant to that design, everybody in the world is entitled to a free session. We exclude no one. And that's how confident we are that this works.
Wow, that's fantastic. So I urge a listener to go there. It's scalarlight, scalarlight.com. And you'll see there where it says free trial. You can also find Tom on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page. He's there with his picture, a link to his website, and a link right to the free trial page. That sounds fantastic, Tom. So what else did you want to say to the listener about this amazing process that you have?
Well, I'm going to make this declaration that this technology, scalar light, is going to supersede that of the computer in the next, say, 20 to 30 years. I know this is a new concept. Many people have never heard of this before, but scalar light will change the world, mark my word. And pursuant to that declaration, I'm saying within the next 20 to 30 years, this will be commonplace. Now, what else can you do with scalar energy? You can power your home. This is the new power source. What do I mean by that? Well, scalar energy is sunlight or starlight, and there's never a loss for sunlight or starlight. It's an infinite supply of energy. So the new power source is scalar energy, which is in origin by definition, it's sunlight or starlight. This is the new paradigm that I'm speaking of. It's not just going to be used for the medical landscape. It has so many thousands of applications. This technology is about to take off, and it will change the world in the next 20 to 30 years.
Wow. That's quite a statement. And you know what it brings to mind when you're saying that? People who thought that when they started to work on a PC, on a personal computer, remember we had rooms full of computers. I used to work in the World Trade Center in New York City, and I worked for an office that had a huge room. That was the computer system, right? And so, they started to develop the PC, and they're like, this will never take off. no one's going to want a computer in their home. But now you're saying that this is going to even supersede that. So that's quite a statement, and it makes me very excited. We need a new source of energy. We have to get away from oil. We have to get away from coal and all those old things. So that makes me very excited and encouraged to look towards the future. And I think these are encouraging words, especially for what we are facing right now. Did you want to address anything else, you know, about what we're facing right now, about the things that are happening and the changes that we're going through?
Well, by force of circumstances, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed our way of life. And you know, some people are already predicting there's going to be a second wave of COVID-19 in the fall. I don't know. I don't have the data to support that. But the key is this. I am saying that if you feel in any way threatened or intimidated by this pandemic, go to my website, try a free trial, or call us up and we'll explain to you what we're doing. I'm going on record by saying everybody that I'm working with now, everybody, not one person has tested positive for COVID-19. I am working with administering energy to thousands of people around the world. Not one of them is in the hospital because of COVID-19. So my point is very clear, and I want to make this so simple to the people. This is a pure energy. It's an immaculate energy. Scalar light is from the sun and the stars. It does not have any carbon footprint. There's no negative side effects. With this energy, we can improve your health, your human health. So with that, at least try the free trial. The website, scalarlight.com, you will see how this technology will serve to improve your well-being.
Fantastic. And there's no reason not to try it. It's free. And you said they can send up to 7 photographs as family members as well, which is really cool.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Excellent. So is there one last thing that you'd like to say to listeners, something that's really deep in your heart today?
You know, I'm going to go back to your theme. Be your authentic self. Don't be afraid to stand out and be yourself. There's a lot of people out there who are followers. You don't want to do that. You want to be your authentic self. And if that resonates with you, and it should, then pursue that course in life and set goals for yourself. And don't look behind you. Just look forward. And don't worry about the ridicule. That will come. But just be above that. Be above and beyond that. And you will overcome. I've had a lot of ridicule. I don't listen to any of it. It's nonsense. So be positive. Be positive. Look forward in life. You know, just trust in God and things will work out.
That's beautiful. I love that, Tom. And, you know, like I said earlier, it takes a lot of courage sometimes to follow your path, especially when it's something so new and open to ridicule. Tell us a little bit about how you were able to stay persistent to this and what you did. What did you focus on? Because I know there's down times where I've done things that people ridicule as well. And I know that sometimes it's hard. So how did you overcome that?
Faith in God, first and foremost, faith in God, and belief in myself. I believe in myself, and I know I can do incredible things. And the key is just to keep at it. If you have goals, I have daily goals, I have weekly goals. If you have daily goals and weekly goals, that it all seems to fall into place. And you can't be impatient. Sometimes it takes years. My journey has taken years. It will take years down the road to come to fruition still.
Right.
But it's my path in life. It's my path, and I have chosen that path, and I have no chagrin by saying I'm happy with what I've decided upon. This is my path in life.
Yeah, I can feel that, and I can feel how joyful you are to bring this to the world. I can feel how passionate you are with it and how you have such a sense of purpose, and you do. I mean, I keep going back in my mind to thinking about the HIV clinic in India, and that's an amazing work. I mean, that is superb
work.
It
is. It's so incredible because the fact that these people were handed this viral infection, and to some people they still consider it to be a death sentence, and it should not be. And that we're bringing hope to people around the world. That's the key.
That's fantastic. Beautiful. So this broadcast will be available right on the same link. I urge the listener to pass this on. This is amazing information. Anybody around the world can get a free trial. Go there, scalarlight.com. Go to my website and find Tom, lifecoachmari.com. You have to go get a free trial. Why not? It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to harm you. You might as well try it. This could be the beginning of the changing everything in the world. And I think it could done much quicker, Tom, than people would imagine. Is that not true?
Yes, exactly. And I agree with you. The healing is rather rapid, if you will. Your attitude will help. And this is one step in which we all can change the world. Let's stop complaining and start looking for solutions now.
I love that. I love let's stop complaining, because we hear a lot of complaining. And through these times, I've heard more complaining, I think, than I've ever heard. Luckily, I get to feature amazing people like you on my show weekly. And so that helps me to be around positive people. Tom, you've been absolutely wonderful. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? We have about 4 minutes before we close.
I want to thank you for providing this platform. I want to thank you for being unique and for thinking outside the box. As an inventor, as a discoverer, I recognize people of my ilk, and you're one of them. And, you don't run with the pack necessarily. You think outside the box, and it takes that sometimes. It takes people who are willing to step out and cut themselves from that fold. And you've done that. So God bless you. God bless your effort. And again, people, I'll give you the website, scalarlight.com. You have nothing to lose but your germs. Visit the website. At the very top, there's a red banner that says free trial. And it's up to you. Try, send in your photograph. You have nothing to lose.
That's right. I encourage you, please do that and spread this around. This will be available forever on the Blog Talk link. So you can send it to your friends, to relatives, to people that you know around the world. Send it now while this COVID-19 is still active. And thank you, Tom, for being on my show. It's been absolutely wonderful having you. It's been completely my pleasure. And I hope that you'll tune in to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Make sure that you visit scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. Go there right now. I sound like an infomercial, but I'm really excited about this. I haven't heard anything this exciting probably ever in my life that can change us and can change the world, that can bring new energy sources. You know, that could be a solution to so many things that we've been wanting for so many years and not knowing where to turn, because we really didn't know where to turn. So thank you again, Tom, for your dedication to this, for you following your guidance, which is God, and for you creating this for the world. And stay tuned for the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic. Have a great day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.